This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
One of the two things that Liam and I are very obsessed with, we both love Harry Potter.
Yes.
You know what? I went back and watched the movie. I prefer the books, obviously, to the movie every single time. And I went back and watched the very first movie, and I forget how young the kids are.
Oh, yeah. No, they're actually 11.
Oh, my God. They're actually children. When I was in the UK, I was actually in the UK at the time, and one of the people in the office where I worked, his son was one of the people that auditioned, and it got down to Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh.
And his son and one other person. And it's just, how insane would it have been to have a child that young doing those roles?
Yeah.
And just, you've got it made.
Surprisingly,
but it's so weird to look at them when you just go, oh my God, they're so tiny.
I know, right?
They're so tiny. Oh. I guess kids grow up. It's just that thing that we call it evolution. I don't know.
Yeah. at my last workplace as well, we got really obsessed with trying to figure out which house each of us would be in.
I mean, doesn't everyone just say that they would? I feel like you'd be a Hufflepuff.
I'm definitely a Hufflepuff.
I feel like everyone always says that they're a Gryffindor.
No, I feel like it's kind of, everyone did when they're reading the books.
So how does it work? So if we think about it, there's the four houses, right?
Yeah.
I feel like someone's going to create a book about a new secret house. But we've got Gryffindor, which are the brave ones.
Yeah, so they're the brave, courageous ones, but also a little bit like on the ego-y side.
Cool. You've got Ravenclaw, which is the smart,
witty ones, but also potentially a little bit sort of cold and like science-y.
Oh, okay. And then you've got Slytherin. Which, I mean, everyone just thinks Slytherin's evil, but what's your explanation for Slytherin?
Slytherin are sort of like the ambitious networkers.
So the business people.
Yeah.
They work for the taxation department.
Yes, the ones trying to get ahead.
Yeah.
but, you know, maybe a little bit less lacking in the morals at times, but not always.
All right.
It's more about like ambition.
And then from the play The Puffs, I love their explanation of the Hufflepuffs, which was just everything else.
Well, the Hufflepuffs are the ones that...
Average.
Their priority is kindness and loyalty.
Oh, and gardening, I think. They all love gardening.
Yeah, I mean, they're the hard workers.
Yeah, all right. So they're the four houses.
Yes.
And you're definitely a Hufflepuff.
I'm definitely a Hufflepuff.
How did you figure out you're a Hufflepuff? Copious testing.
Well, I mean, yes. But also while I was reading the books, that was the one that resonated with me the most.
It's because you feel like you're like Neville too?
Well, Neville was a Gryffindor.
Was he? Oh, he was too.
Yeah.
I always assumed Neville should be. Who was? Cedric. Cedric Diggory was a Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Cedric.
I feel like the thing that sort of motivates me is being nice to people and like I've never...
All right, so before, like, what do you think I am?
I reckon you're a Gryffindor.
Okay.
I think you're definitely a Gryffindor.
It's the ego thing, isn't it?
It's not so much
Oh my
that.
God, he paused.
I mean, it's a little bit that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also you're very busy. You want to do lots of things and you want to be like recognized for how good you are. And
well, doesn't everyone?
Yeah. But I mean...
I know, it's getting creepy now.
No, I feel like... Like Gryffindors are the kind of kids that would have done student council.
Oh yeah, I totally would have done.
Because you know
that.
You wanted to like make a change and like do good things.
Okay,
And cool. build a name.
Is there a sorting hat in the real world?
There is. There is a thing created by J.K. Rowling, a website called Pottermore.
Really?
And they have a sorting hat quiz.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah.
To figure out.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And I did it, and of course I came
you
up.
You came
as
up a Hufflepuff. But do you think you skewed it a certain way?
Well, not really. Like there were some questions that were kind of obvious Hufflepuffy ones, but there are also some very abstract ones.
Okay, just to find what house you... So, okay, you're suggesting that I do this now. Yeah?
I am suggesting,
you're suggesting
that exact
So we're going to put it to the test here on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9. We're going to put it to the test to find out what house you think I should be a part of.
Yes.
If you've got any suggestions out there, why don't you let us know on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. Which house should you be a part of? So how long do you reckon it will take me to do this test?
Takes about 5-10 minutes.
Okay, cool. So it'll take us a little bit longer, but we're going to find out just for our listeners so they can know. How can they get a hold of this test? Where can they find this online sorting hat?
You go to either the Pottermore website or you just Google Pottermore sorting hat quiz and it'll take you to an off-brand site with just the questions.
Okay, well, we're going to find out which house I belong to now on Mad Wednesday. Is it Gryffindor? Is it Ravenclaw? Is it Hufflepuff or Slytherin? And we are delving into our very own sorting hat. We are finding out which Harry Potter house I belong to. Is it Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff, Slytherin, or Gryffindor?
Mm.
You seem to think I'm a Gryffindor.
I reckon you're a Gryffindor.
Okay, so there's this test that we found online. Yes. I just, because I want the attention, I think was your reason for me being a Gryffindor. I like the spotlight. And I'll take it. I do. I love it.
I mean, reducing people down to the couple of character traits. Everyone's a little bit of everything,
It's very true. So is this a difficult quiz? Should I be concerned? Am I meant to study what's going on?
Oh, gosh, no.
All right.
Just go with the first reaction you have.
Got it.
Okay, so first question. Which of the following would you most hate people to call you? Ordinary, ignorant, cowardly, or selfish?
Ordinary.
Next question. After you have died, what would you most like people to do when they hear your name? Miss you but smile, ask for more stories about your adventures, think with admiration of your achievements, or I don't care what people think of me after I'm dead. It's what they think of me while I'm alive that counts.
I think of me and smile.
Think of you and smile. Given the choice, would you rather invent a potion that would guarantee you glory, wisdom, love, or power?
Glory, wisdom, love. These are my options.
Yep.
Glory, wisdom, love, or power.
Uh-huh.
Wisdom.
Wisdom. How would you like to be known to history? The wise, the good, the bold, or the great?
Good or bold? These are the two that I choose. Like, I can't decide between good and bold. The good, the good.
The good. You enter an enchanted garden. What would you be most curious to examine first? The silver-leafed tree bearing golden apples. The fat red toadstools that appear to be talking to each other. The bubbling pool in the depths of which something luminous is swirling. Or the statue of an old wizard with strangely twinkling eyes?
Oh, it's going to be either the luminous pool or the twinkling eyes I think I'm going to go towards. I'm going to say the luminous pool.
Okay. Blah, blah.
This is great.
Yeah. I'm like,
riveting, yeah.
Let's go one more.
Have you ever thought about reading books to children or something? You should really. I'm loving it. It's engaging me a lot. So, all right, what's my next question?
All right. We'll go one more and then we'll go to a song.
Okay.
What kind of instrument most pleases your ear? Violin, drums, piano, or trumpet?
Violin.
All right.
All right. So we're going to keep on kicking on and find out what Harry Potter house I belong to here on Mad Wednesday with Liam and Dean. Now, Gary, we've been doing a test to figure out what Harry Potter house I would belong to.
Right.
Now, which one do you think you'd belong to? Do you think you'd be a Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff, or Slytherin?
I have no idea.
I reckon Gary's a Slytherin.
No, Ravenclaw.
No, he's definitely a Ravenclaw. Something dodgy about him. I can't put my finger on it. We have done the test. We are prepared. We have figured out what house it is.
We got through all 30
that I belong
questions.
To. We did all of the questions, and there were some interesting ones. It was hard. There were lots of options.
Yeah.
Who knows which way it's going to go? I picked some things that, in my sense, you just were saying that you think I'm all about Gryffindor, but apparently not.
So it actually tells you from least like what you are least to what you are most.
Oh, okay. So which house? All right. So are we gonna do it?
Yes. Okay.
All right. So we'll start at least.
At least. So the house you least resemble is Slytherin.
Oh, yay. But if that means, because Slytherin and Gryffindor are similar.
They're all sort of like overlap. It's like a Venn diagram.
I mean, that's good. I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that. Yeah.
The house you are second least likely and third most likely, whatever, is Ravenclaw.
Okay. All right. So this means my only two options are Hufflepuff or Gryffindor.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. All right. Both wonderful houses.
You are... it's an equal second... Most/least.
What do you mean? Are they the same?
It's got percentages. So you are 54% Slytherin.
Wait. 54. Well, okay. No, that's fine. That's fine.
58% Ravenclaw.
Okay.
And 58% Hufflepuff.
Which means...
You are... 72% Gryffindor.
Wow, okay, there we go. It's official.
It's official.
I am a Gryffindor. We've done the test. There is no denying. What am I, brave of heart and like to stand and a little bit of ego?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty accurate. Yeah.
Who'd have
I'll
thought?
Accept that. I know. Well, there we go. We've decided that's what we are. That's what I am. You're a Hufflepuff. I'm a Gryffindor. It's gotten very Harry Potter in here. Which house do you think you belong? You can let us know because we want to hear about it. We want to hear all the fun.
You've been listening to A Mad Wednesday Joy Podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
So
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.